Hey everybody, welcome to Studio 64. My name's David. I've been searching the interzones for more science, space and tech news to share with you. Came across this at Interesting Engineering. Yes, the world's fastest supercomputer decodes decade-long calcium-48 magnetic mystery. Okay. Calcium-48, a unique atom often used in scientific research, has an exceptionally stable structure. This stability makes it an ideal candidate for studying the forces that bind atomic particles together or cause them to separate. Okay. Well, let's learn about this together. I'm not a scientist myself, but, as I say, I love all this sort of stuff and sharing this kind of news. And if there are any scientists out there or computer, scientist people or nuclear physicists, please let us know in the comments because we'd love to hear from you. Yes, this is incredible. This is the Frontier supercomputer simulated magnetic responses inside calcium-48. That's an incredible piece of hardware. Unbelievable. Can you imagine? Can you imagine having that in your bedroom? I bet it reboots really fast after Windows crashes. Yes. Fascinating. Yes, nuclear physicists at Oak Ridge National Laboratory, the ORNL, have achieved a significant breakthrough by utilizing the world's most powerful supercomputer, Frontier. They have inched closer to resolving a long-standing disagreement in the field of nuclear physics. Their research is focused on deciphering the magnetic properties of the calcium-48 atomic nucleus. Now, the calcium-48 nucleus has an excited state that decays quickly because it has strong magnetic interactions and one of the highest transition strengths, said Gotte Hagen, a computational physicist at ORNL. Apologies there if I've mispronounced the name. Now, the researchers' findings aim to enhance our understanding of magnetism within nuclei and settle a decade-long debate between experiments that produce conflicting results about calcium-48's magnetic behavior. Now, this breakthrough could reveal the subatomic interactions inside supernovae, massive star explosions that spread heavy elements across the universe. We're very interested in the rules that govern how nuclei are made. Simulating the fundamental forces inside calcium-48 will help us better understand how it's created and perhaps also give us some insight into what other nuclei could exist, added Hagen. This is amazing. Doubly magic calcium-48. This is where it gets really exciting. Calcium-48, a special type of atom used in research, has a very stable structure, making it useful for studying the forces that hold atoms together or break them apart. Its nucleus is composed of 20 protons and 28 neutrons, a combination that scientists call doubly magic, said researchers in a press release. However, the magnetic behavior of calcium-48 has been the subject of scientific inquiry since the early 1980s. Now, as usual, I'll leave the link to the main article below the video so you can pop in, check out these embedded links, go for a bit of a deeper dive if you want beyond the main article. It does make for an interesting read, believe me. Now, initial experiments conducted using beams of protons and electrons suggested a magnetic transition strength of 4 nuclear magnetons squared. This value shows how strong the magnetic field gets inside the nucleus during a specific change. However, in 2011, experiments using gamma rays reported a magnetic transition strength nearly twice as strong. This significant discrepancy created confusion among scientists about the true magnetic behavior of calcium-48. Now, the team employed chiral effective field theory, which connects observed nuclear phenomena to the fundamental theory of the strong nuclear force, quantum chromodynamics. Yes, the discrepancies between the different experiments motivated us to find what result we could get if we use those theoretical models to study the magnetic transition, said co-investigator Thomas Papenbrock, an ORNL physicist. Yes, addressing the discrepancy. Now, to address this conundrum, the ORNL team utilized the Frontier supercomputer, the world's first exascale machine capable of performing over a quintillion calculations per second. The system's incredible computing power enabled Hagen's team to conduct simulations with remarkable efficiency and precision, highlighted the press release. They also used the coupled cluster method to calculate the properties of calcium-48 nucleus accurately. Yes, now the results of these simulations were definitive. They showed that the magnetic transition strengths of calcium 48 matched the results from gamma ray experiments, settling the long-standing debate in nuclear physics. Absolutely fascinating. Now, we've got a little video here that'll give us an idea for those of you who are not familiar with supercomputers. A little video here that'll give us some background on it, and it's very, very interesting. You'll really want one of those to have, you know. I can just, some of the things I could do with that would be absolutely incredible, and I'd love one myself. We'd all love one, really. You know, those who've seen the tech, it'd be fantastic. We'll check this video out, and we'll carry on the conversation when we come out the other side.
The race for the world's fastest supercomputer is on. China held the lead for the last 5 years, but the United States has surged ahead with Summit. It's a $200 million government-funded supercomputer built for Oak Ridge National Laboratory in partnership with IBM and NVIDIA. But what is a supercomputer? Today's supercomputers are comprised of thousands of connected processors, and their speed has grown exponentially over the past few decades. The first supercomputer, released in 1964, was called the CDC 6600. It used a single processor to achieve 3 million calculations per second. While that may sound impressive, it is tens of thousands of times slower than an iPhone.
If you have a smartphone, it is more powerful than the supercomputer that we had back in 1995 doing human genome.
Today, Summit consists of over 36,000 processors from IBM and NVIDIA that can perform 200 quadrillion calculations per second.
What a typical computer will do in 30 years, this machine will do in an hour.
Summit takes up 5,600 square feet of floor space and has nearly 200 miles of cable. It uses 4,000 gallons of water per minute to stay cool and consumes enough power to run 8,000 homes. But why do we need such fast computers?
It has tangible results in terms of how it helps society at large. It will translate into better appliances, better security systems, better delivery of power, more efficient homes. Every aspect of life, it'll change.
Supercomputers are used across all sectors, forecasting weather and climate trends, simulating nuclear tests, performing pharmaceutical research, and cracking encryption keys. Summit is the first supercomputer designed for artificial intelligence applications, and researchers plan to use Summit for AI projects that could identify genetic predispositions to cancer or opioid addiction. By surpassing China, the U.S. has escalated the tech rivalry between the two countries.
There's no question the race is on, but this is not the space race. This is the race to knowledge.
But faster supercomputers are already on the horizon. The European Union, Japan, and China are all developing machines they say will outperform Summit. The next big frontier is exascale computing. That is, computers that can perform a billion times a billion calculations per second.
The use of this machine is only going to be limited by the imagination of the scientists who will have access to this machine.
Well, that was absolutely stunning. I just love computing. I just love all computing technology. I mean, since the late 70s, I taught myself how to code. And ever since then, I've been right into tech and all this sort of stuff. And it just blows me away. There are so many people out there that are way smarter than I'll ever be. And the things that they come up with just absolutely just blows my mind. It's incredible. Look at this. This little picture here. This is really good. The Frontier supercomputer simulated magnetic responses inside calcium 48, depicted by red and blue spheres. There we go. Look at those little binaries there, the zeros and the ones. Yes. Some things don't change. I remember reading about binary when I was a kid. It's absolutely incredible. Deeper insights into nuclear physics. Now, this research went beyond just clarifying the magnetic behavior of calcium 48. It also revealed insights into continuum effects, which explain how the nucleus reacts with its environment. Moreover, the simulations exhibited the intricate dance of nucleon pairs, protons and neutrons, within the nucleus during the magnetic transition. Now, the simulations showed that the continuum effects reduced the magnetic transition strength by about 10%. And contrary to previously held beliefs that the nucleon pair interactions significantly suppress or weaken the magnetic transition strength, the simulations showed in some cases that these effects only slightly increase the magnetic transition strength. That's really very interesting. Well, this is good because, as I said, I love astrophysics, astronomy, the whole lot. So let's see how this is going to have an impact on the world of space. Additionally, the study has implications for astrophysics. Calcium 48 is found abundantly within the cores of collapsing supernovae, where neutrinos, elusive subatomic particles, play a crucial role. The physics that describes the magnetic transition strength in calcium 48 also describes how neutrinos interact with matter, said Bayeya Akaria, the study's first author. Again, apologies if I mispronounced the name. So if the value of the magnetic transition strength is larger than previously thought, that means that reheating and other factors associated with neutrino interactions in supernova explosions could be larger, and vice versa for smaller values, Akaria explained. Now, by unraveling the fundamental rules governing the assembly of nuclei, scientists gain insights into the processes that shape the universe, from the creation of stars and planets to the abundance of elements. Now, someone will turn these calculations into interesting reaction rates, and then those reaction rates will be turned into astrophysics calculations to help us better understand the universe, concluded ORNL nuclear astrophysicist Raphael Hicks. That's incredible. Absolutely amazing. Let's have a quick look at this. This is a breakthrough. The 100,000 qubit quantum supercomputer. What's this?
Discover IBM's vision to revolutionize problem solving with quantum systems. Their plan? Introducing a groundbreaking quantum-centric supercomputer, boasting 100,000 qubits by 2033.
Interesting. IBM have come a long way, haven't they, since the comment by, I think it was Tom Watson Sr., who said there was only a market for probably five computers in the world. Google that. That was really interesting. Of course, he couldn't envision what we were doing today. And the funny part is, it's still actually correct in one way if you say there's a market for only about five supercomputers in the world. But even that, you know, is gradually, you know, the amount of supercomputers is increasing. But look at this. Can you imagine this? Like, you know, knowing me, I'd have, this would be in the bedroom, this bit would be in the bathroom, this bit would be in the kitchen, and this other bit over here would be in the living room. There'd be no room for anything else. It'd be absolutely incredible. I just wouldn't leave the house. Well, I don't leave the house now. But that's absolutely amazing, isn't it? So the world's fastest supercomputer decodes decade-long calcium 48 magnetic mystery. Absolutely incredible. And all the, you know, where this can apply in other areas of science too. Not just astrophysics. I'm sure that anybody out there who understands a great deal more about this than I do can see the potential for, you know, even in health. You know, how this sort of supercomputer work can be applied. All right, well, my name is David. Thanks for joining me for another Studio 64 Science, Space and Tech News update. I shall see you in the next one. If you enjoyed this video, please like, share, subscribe. I'd greatly appreciate it. If you're up for it, drop a comment down below the video, because I'd love to hear what you think. All right, take care, and as I always say, if you can't be good, be good at it. And as I also always say...
Fascinating.